Welcome to Taboo and Turn On. I'm your host, Natalie Bartanian, and this is a podcast where we have real talk about real things, where we shed light on taboo topics and explore what it truly means to live a turned on life. I'm so glad you've joined, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Music by bensound.com. The following is a piece I free wrote as I was working through a profound writer's block I was experiencing when I was writing the first draft for my upcoming book. For those of you that don't know, I am writing a book about sex. This is where I share my stories around my own experience with sex and really talk about how I went from a place of shame and taboo and real shutdown around sex, like to the point where I used to consider myself asexual in high school, which is a big fat joke now that I think about it, because I am one of the highest sex drive women I know. But I did. I had such a block around sex, and it's taken a real concerted effort and an intentional journey of healing for me to get to where I am. So I wanted to write a book to share my story and also provide support for people around coming to their own sexual freedom and liberation and healing and transformation, because I know it's available on the other side. So I've been writing this book, and I definitely hit a big fat wall around it. And after talking to my editor, she, you know, really invited me to go into the block, into the pain, shame, whatever it is that I was feeling, and really allow this to even be a process, this working through the blocks to be part of the writing process. And it was such a cathartic experience to be able to write this piece that probably is going to be the preface to the book at this point. But I shared it on my blog and called it The Struggle of Wanting to Share My Sex Stories. So here it is for your listening pleasure. I'll be honest, a part of me was and is still to some degree terrified to write this book. I know I've been writing about sex and relationships for a few years now, but to share my thoughts, viewpoints, personal stories on a much bigger and global level scares me. It feels exposing, scary, and downright vulnerable. To be super candid, this stems from the fact that I don't feel safe. And this is something that has been coming out more and more for me the past few months. There's something about sex that simply isn't safe. Look at all of the assaults and crimes and violations that happen daily. Not just to women, to men too. So for as much of an enthusiast I am about sex, I can also be meek and prudent and guarded. Sometimes it doesn't feel safe to even be in my body. I ask myself constantly, how am I supposed to balance being a sensual and sexual being with being a human being, period? I have a resistance to the focus being purely on the physical sex, because there's so much more to us than any one aspect of ourselves. I live with a deep fear of not being seen as my full self, a sexual and spiritual being, a person with a wide range and full spectrum. Especially when this aspect, sex, is seen so negatively. I have a body and a brain. I have a vagina and a heart. I have talents, opinions, ideas. I have feelings and intuitive hits. I have a soul, devotion, and compassion. I have values, as well as a beginner's mind, open to learning something new. I also have judgments, resentment, and frustrations. I have traumas, hurts, heartbreaks, There's a whole lot of intricacy and complexity living in this little old body of mine. So to try and minimize any one person to who they are based on the form of their body or their sexual preferences is only looking at a small part of a vastly bigger picture. But because this does exist in our world, this distorted and disassociated view of sex, it scares me. I feel like if I write this book, I would have a big bullseye on my back. It's as if I would give people free rein to rip apart my reputation and judge me based on what I do and do not desire. In some regards, I want to think that I'm being paranoid to believe that. Yet every day, in some small way, I feel like I already have a bullseye. Walking down the street can be uncomfortable. There's a constant level of vigilance, and in some cases, hypervigilance. For example, when I was in parts of Nicaragua this past May, I was being outright catcalled, whistled at, and sent kissy noises. Not that this is the case everywhere, or even in all parts of Nicaragua, because I did have some sweet exchanges with men there too. However, it exists, and I've been at the receiving end of it. So no, I don't feel very safe right now. All that made me want to do is become small, to hide, to cover my body, whether with clothes or extra fat, because that is how I dealt with it in high school and college. Instead of feeling protected and unguarded, I felt like prey. Which makes sense if I follow the red thread back to childhood. I was the daughter of an alcoholic gambling father. Our household never felt stable. It felt chaotic, unpredictable, scarce. There was also the energy of unfaithfulness, lying, and cheating swirling around our tiny and impressionable minds. Whether it was true or not, the accusations alone were enough to make me mistrust fidelity and the sanctity of marriage and sex. Yet, oddly enough, I don't place blame on anyone or anything here. I know that this is a byproduct of centuries of misunderstandings and miscommunications around our relationship to ourselves, our bodies, and others. If we knew different, I honestly believe we would do different. Which brings us right back to why I would do such a fucking crazy thing as writing a book around such a charged and taboo topic such as sex. Here's the truth. I personally didn't know any different. So growing up, I either took action based on that knowing or lack thereof, or stayed frozen from inaction. I tried to learn as much as I could. However, the sources were either hard to come across or non-existent. Not to mention the inherent shame or fear of going straight to hell from even being curious to learn about sex. But I guess I must have deep down believed that sex could be both pleasurable and also devotional. That it could be a key to unlock dormant parts of ourselves, both primal and sacred. That not only can it be such a fun and exciting path to self-discovery, but also a journey of deep and intimate communion with another. However, that took me a long time to get to. The truth, my truth, that sex is powerful, but also pure. That sex is creation and does not need to be the source of such destruction. That sex can be healing, lovely, playful, tender, and sweet. And that's all I want for you too, by the way. To come to your own truth. And I'm still learning. There's a level of deepening around my sex and sexuality that's new for me. It's both foreign and familiar, though. In some ways, it's like coming home to myself. Yet trusting without any real evidence that home is wherever I am. My body, my sex, my expression of my desire and turn on is available to me always. Although it can be a very private and internal journey, it can also be a shared one to be communicated and celebrated by us all. That is my hope with my transparent, honest, open, vulnerable sharing of my own sex stories. I want to normalize this conversation because I really believe that if it wasn't such a shame and guilt-filled topic, we would have a lot less pain, suffering, and violence in the world as a result. We would feel much more free, respectful, consensual, and honoring of ourselves and each other when it comes to sex. Because honestly, isn't that the goal of being a human on this planet with other humans anyway? And there you have it, folks. My vulnerable share around my insecurities in sharing about my sex stories. My hope really is that in sharing about my fears, my insecurities, my doubts, my concerns, that it has you feel less alone and also gives you permission to even share about your own struggle with sex, your own insecurities around this topic. Because the more we share, the more light we bring to the topic and the less shame we hold around the whole thing. As I mentioned, I am writing a book around my sexplorations and sexual revolutions and transformation, and I really hope you join me when it launches. If you want to be first to know about it when it publishes, you can go to sexmoneygodbook.com and get on the list. And as always, I would love, love, love if you leave a rating or a review for the podcast on iTunes. The more it gets bumped up on the list, the more people get to hear these conversations and be freed up. Love you all, and until next time.